Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Brian Saunders. The New Testament reading for today is from Mark 1, verses 1 through 13, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.' John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, 'After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.' In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he had come up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open, and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, 'You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased.' The Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild animals, and the angels were ministering to him. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the text of the first chapter of the Gospel of Mark, we're informed that the Holy Spirit sent Jesus out into the wilderness where Satan awaited him. There, Satan tempted Jesus for 40 days. He tempted him to deny his Father and to abandon the plan of salvation. Jesus was sent into the wilderness because that's where you and I live. We live in the daily life of temptation by Satan to deny God the Father and walk our own way of salvation, which only leads to death and destruction. This day is Ash Wednesday, which is the beginning of the season of Lent, a time in the church for self-reflection and confession of our many failures to resist Satan's temptations. Whether it is to please our own flesh or convince ourselves that our good works are righteous enough in themselves to earn forgiveness, we are called to repentance in this purple season of the church year. The text says Jesus went into the wilderness, and he went there alone. And by his faithfulness and commitment to the plan of salvation, he resisted Satan and remained true and pure to his Father. In this penitential season of Lent, we are never alone. In this wilderness, we do not walk alone. With us is Christ Jesus and his perfect life and sacrificial death in our place. Our salvation is not found in our desires, nor in our self-righteousness. Our forgiveness and eternal life is located in Jesus on the cross and his blessed resurrection from the dead. In and through Jesus, we may live in a wilderness world, but our redeemed life of faith is lived in the security of the Holy Christian Church. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you despise nothing you have made and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create in us new and contrite hearts that, lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, we may receive from you full pardon and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.